Case: educate Taylor on cash flow and spending plans. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Taylor is a 28-year-old digital marketing specialist. Counselor: what financial concerns brought you in today? Taylor: I've been trying to save for a vacation, but I can never seem to get ahead. I make good money at my job, but by the end of the month, there's nothing left to put aside. Counselor: that can be frustrating. How do you currently keep track of your money? Taylor: I check my bank app regularly and try to be careful with spending, but I don't have any formal system. My friend mentioned something about cash flow statements and budgets, but I'm not sure what the difference is or how to create them. Counselor: what do you hope to understand better about your finances? Taylor: I want to know where my money is actually going each month, and then figure out how to plan better so I can save for that vacation. Counselor: have you ever written down all your expenses for a month? Taylor: no, I've never taken the time to do that. Is that what a cash flow statement is? Counselor: what information do you think would be most helpful to track in your situation? Taylor: I guess I'd need to know all the money coming in and everything I'm spending, and maybe categorize it somehow. I'm just not sure how detailed I need to be. Counselor: what would be a manageable way for you to start tracking this information? Taylor: I could probably use my bank statements and credit card bills, but I'm not sure how to organize everything or what to do once I have all the information. Question 1. How would a counselor explain the difference between a cash flow statement and a budget in simple terms? Question 1 sample response. The counselor could explain that a cash flow statement and a budget serve different but complementary purposes in managing finances. A cash flow statement is like looking in the rearview mirror. It shows what actually happened with the client's money over a specific period, tracking all income received and expenses paid to reveal where their money really went. A budget, on the other hand, is like a roadmap for the future. It is a plan that allocates expected income toward different spending categories and financial goals before the client receives the money. Understanding past cash flow is often the essential first step to creating a realistic budget that will actually work for a client's lifestyle and help them reach goals like saving for that vacation. Question 2. What budget methods could the counselor suggest for tracking expenses that would match Taylor's level of financial organization? Question 2 sample response. The counselor could suggest starting with a simple budget method that builds on Taylor's existing habits while adding just enough structure to be effective. Since she already checks her banking app regularly, the counselor could recommend a modified version of the 50/30/20 method where Taylor categorizes expenses into just 3 buckets: necessities, 50%, lifestyle choices, 30%, and future goals, 20%. She could begin by reviewing last month's statements to sort expenses into these categories, then use her banking app to check progress throughout the month. For tracking, she could try a basic expense tracking app that syncs with her accounts or even a simple notes app on her phone where she records expenses in real time. The key is choosing a method that feels manageable given her current organization level, something that adds clarity without requiring a complete system overhaul. Question 3. What questions would help determine the appropriate level of detail for Taylor's tracking system and account for cash use she might be overlooking each month? Question 3 sample response. The counselor could ask questions that help identify both Taylor's tracking preferences and hidden spending patterns. The counselor could start with, how much time each week could you realistically commit to tracking expenses, to determine a sustainable level of detail. Then probe about cash usage with, how often do you withdraw cash, and what do you typically use it for, and do you find cash tends to disappear without remembering what it was spent on? To gauge the appropriate level of detail, ask, would you prefer tracking broad categories or specific purchases, and are there certain spending areas where you'd like more detailed information? Possibly explore, what methods of tracking have you tried in the past that worked or didn't work for you, and how do you typically pay for small daily expenses like coffee or snacks? These questions would help the counselor recommend a tracking system that catches overlooked cash spending without creating an overly burdensome process she is unlikely to maintain. Question 4 sample response. How could the counselor help Taylor transition from understanding her current spending to creating a forward-looking budget? Question 4 sample response. The counselor could guide Taylor through a 3-step process to bridge her current spending awareness to a forward-looking budget. First, the counselor could help her review her recent expenses to identify spending patterns and categorize them as essentials, regular non-essentials, and occasional expenses. Next, ask reflective questions like, which expenses align with what you value most, and where do you see opportunities to redirect spending toward your vacation goal? To help her prioritize, finally, collaborate with her to create a realistic spending plan that maintains necessary expenses while intentionally allocating money toward her vacation fund before it gets spent elsewhere. Throughout this process, the counselor could emphasize that her first budget is a flexible experiment rather than a rigid restriction, encouraging her to adjust it as she learns more about her spending habits and what works for her lifestyle.